now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. We're coming to you from our home studio. We want to make sure everyone is safe and healthy. We're honored to be joined by our next guest, Kristen Shrimpton. She's the founder of The Vexpo. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well. So your world is all wedding and event related. And so obviously there's a lot of disruption going on in your industry. But before we talk about that and a lot of the pivots that you and your team are making, you have a very cool storyline of being female founded, women owned. And so give us a little bit of just your backstory for the Vexpo.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are female founded. Myself, Melissa, and Josie, we've come together. We're all wedding professionals. We really wanted to create the first fully functioning marketplace that provides both benefits and values, not only the couples that are out there looking and planning their event, but also the wedding professionals, which are such an important piece of your project. So we just want to make sure we have that happy balance and be able to bring quality, high vetted vendors and make the planning process really easy. So we had this big dream. We started small with our own businesses, wedding photography, bridal consulting, hair and makeup artists. And we just wanted to create actually a community for all of us wedding professionals here in the Nashville area. And since then, we've expanded statewide. So we've had a lot of great feedback. We're really excited about what we have to offer. And thank you, for bringing me on and letting me share this with everyone.
Absolutely. One of the things on your end is being very digital focused and making it very, very easy in terms of access and the kind of vetted vendor side. And so talk about all the different pieces that come together to create this experience.
So we actually uniquely combine vendor discovery, project management, financing, and booking all in one location. By being able to offer that platform, you really only have to go to one place to find everything you're looking for your event at the best prices. So that's the thing that we love the most, is that we created this platform for digitally centric couples. And where they're able just to kind of start the process from the beginning to the finish by being able to even directly communicate through chat with our vendors and even schedule video consultations. So we really make it easy, especially now with the time that we're in, for you to still plan your event while being home, staying safe and healthy.
You mentioned certified vendors. Talk about the certification process that you all make sure that there's a quality check and a quality control process in place. So talk about that certification.
So we do make sure that all of our vendors are very experienced, that they've done more than 25 weddings professionally. They have their business license, they're insured, and they have a professional website, and they are on social media. So we do go through every vendor individually to make sure that they match all those criteria.
And then one of the things too, I think is really interesting, is that you mentioned the funding goes through there. And when you talk about now the creativity, and obviously with what we're up against with the economic crisis, I think it's now more than ever extremely important, but talk about how some of the creative funding goes through now to be able to have the wedding of your dream, so to speak, but do it in a creative manner.
So it's a planning process from, 12 to 18 months. Some couples spend in the upwards of $30,000 per wedding. So we want to make it really affordable and easy for our couples to start the planning process. And by doing that, we only take a small percentage of the package up front. This allows our couples to secure their vendor for that date and also receive the special promotion that we offer. So every vendor listed on Vexpo offers some sort of creative incentive. Whether it's a free engagement session or a free flower girl crown, there's always some sort of incentive. And just as us, if you just you come on and sign up on the platform, you get $5 free in Vexpo Bucks. And then if you complete your profile, you're giving away another 10. So you can easily start your planning process for only a fraction of the actual package price. And we actually give you cash to do that. If you book within the first 48 hours, we actually give back another $100 in cash. So we're really trying to help our couples be able to still plan their process on an affordable budget. And then we also opened our platform for free to all wedding professionals right now, because we know that they're hurting, and that's our family. And they've been hit really hard by this global crisis. So we opened up our platform to free to everyone that's already been on it. We removed all of their subscription prices, and we opened it free to everyone for one full year. So that is going on right now. For anyone that does select a subscription package and lists as promo, If you use the code Tennessee Strong, it actually takes $587 off the package. So by being able to zero everything out and give it for free, we're still being able to provide both that support to our vendor community and our couples.
Talk about how obviously you're responding to the COVID-19 and the coronavirus, and talk about the for the wedding industry and what you're seeing. And like you said, people are still having weddings and obviously some are postponing the events, but talk about kind of what this is causing for you and your industry and obviously for you and your company.
So like I just previously mentioned, they have been hit really hard, and we see it. We're friends with a lot of them on social media, so we know that they're struggling, and they're coming up with actually very creative ways to still get their business out there and still get events booked, but it's still challenging because no one knows when they can actually schedule. So we just want to be that support system. You can start, you can even chat with us. You can chat with us directly through the platform. Ask us any questions you may have. Just start small, start planning and looking through the process and saving some of your vendors. And when things start to pick back up, we're hoping more around, you know, July and August that we can see some smaller weddings start to come back together. But in the meantime, just stay close and keep knowing that you can still do your planning. You can still talk to these vendors. You don't have to have anything set in stone. But it's still fun to get out there and start the planning process, especially on an affordable budget, which we allow by only taking that small portion up front.
Yeah. Share some of your top tips or your favorite tips when it comes to planning a wedding, because obviously there's so many different layers, so much customization, every couple is a little different, but share maybe some of the standards and just your favorite tips when it comes to planning the wedding.
So my favorite tip is just make sure that you're planning your wedding on your terms. So we all know it's this once in a lifetime moment. What matters is that you're happy, that you feel everything that you wanted on your special day is going to happen, and we'll help you along the process. But some of our favorite things is just start as early as possible with vetting through your vendors, figuring out what works for you. Definitely figure out a budget early on. We know the first thing brides love to run and do is to grab their wedding gowns. There's some awesome ones that you can actually look at online right now that do build your whole wedding gown directly online. So that's always fun. That'll help you keep things going, keep you excited about the event, and know that we're with you in this process, in this prolonged postponing of events. But it'll pick back up, and when it does, we'll be right there to help you.
For you as an entrepreneur, what's been something that you've learned through this process in terms of adapting and pivoting and just building a strong business?
So this is honestly probably the hardest thing I've ever done. It is new for me, but it's exciting. So we have to constantly make changes. You have to constantly listen to your consumer side. You have to understand what it is that they're wanting. And everyone knows you have to provide value. And we feel like we've come to a point where now that we're so in tune with what our wedding professionals are wanting and what our couples are wanting, that from here it's just going to keep growing. So constantly learn, constantly test your assumptions, and constantly keep iterating and keep growing. There's always an opportunity to grow and make changes, but it's not easy. It's a long process. It's very hard, but it's also very humbling. And I've met some incredible people along the way. And I've made some major changes to myself as a person. I've grown, and it's probably just it's a great experience. And I encourage anyone who has the strength in that and the opportunity to do so to do something that can make the world a better place.
Yeah.
Something that works for you, that's true to your heart. So that's where we're at with Vex, though.
Carry that forward, because as you mentioned, you've met individuals and people who've ultimately changed your life and have taught you new things. Give us an example of maybe one of the ways that you've changed as a result of meeting someone.
So that's such a great question. There's people that have actually mentored me and advised me solely out of the kindness of their heart. And I've taken so much of their advice and I've used it. And, I hope to do the same for others, like I was saying, but it's just, I've changed as a person. I've evolved. I understand that this is not something that's going to come and land in your lap easy. It's something you have to work really hard for. And I learned not to get stuck in my own head, and that there's people that you meet that will give you the best ideas that you never thought of, or never actually envisioned putting into your business. But if you just let people come in and help you and have a voice, you'll see just how amazing and quickly your vision can grow into a real company.
Yeah, I mean, that's great advice even for other entrepreneurs in terms of sharing. And I think to me, having mentors is a critical piece of the equation, because especially starting out, you're seeing a few different sides, but they're coming at it from all these different angles, and you have a chance to pull in all these different thoughts and see things from different vantage points. That's only going to make you stronger, especially when it comes to the way that you do your financial structure, your operations, marketing. So there's so many different layers to it that you get to learn and glean that knowledge from others. What's a bit of advice that you would give other entrepreneurs?
Don't quit. So as soon as it gets hard, and especially when you're raising capital, and you know, you hear yes, maybe no, lot more no's and a lot more no's than yeses. So just keep going, just keep pushing forward, and constantly just keep building it. Just never quit building it. As soon as you start, we all have those moments where we're over it. It's exhausting. It's tiring. But the passion just keeps you going. The drive keeps you going. And if you really love it enough and you believe in it enough, I really believe that you can build anything. I mean, I'm a mom with three children and a husband. I have two dogs. I have one laying right here behind me. And it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle, especially when you have children that are, you know, all-star cheerleaders and in singing lessons. You just got to keep pushing and keep going. And if you believe in it, if you really, truly believe in it and you never give up, you can build some amazing things. And I know you hear that. It's so cliche, but it really is the truth. It's the perseverance that keeps our team going.
Give me one moment that's put a smile on your face when you look at what you've been able to build and the moments, because you're a part of some very special, obviously intimate moments in people's lives. Give me one that puts a smile on your face in terms of just seeing how far you've come and the difference you're able to make.
Well, just being a startup, we're just starting to learn more about what our couples and our vendors are wanting, like I said. But I feel like the difference that we're able to make, especially when you hear it, when I talk to these vendors, I'll start in the vendor side, they automatically assume we're just a corporation or just a company. We don't understand their wants or their needs. And in fact, that's exactly who we are. We came from that life. We understand the struggle. So being wedding professionals ourselves, getting to hear, once we explain what we do and what we offer, that we're just there to really build these tools and functionalities for them to streamline all their business efforts. Once they learn about our background and our history, the feedback we get is phenomenal. So that's one moment for me that I love to hear. I love knowing that we're on the right path for our wedding professionals and for our couples. They just want something that's going to help them plan. They want to not waste their time. They don't want to waste their money. They want to have an easy planning process. So we're removing all that friction. We make the availability dates readily available. Communication is a breeze. And the feedback that we're getting from that is great too. So like I said, just gotta keep pushing forward. And I'm looking forward to hearing more feedback from our couples as we expand into the Memphis area as well as the Knoxville area. So we're really looking forward to the planning process really starting again. But like I said, you don't have to wait for the weddings to come back into season to start planning. You can start looking now and connecting with your vendors right now.
Yeah. You mentioned Memphis and Knoxville. Give us, when you look at 12 months, 24 months, hopefully once everything normalizes, what are some of the plans moving forward for the growth?
So we're expanding into 5 markets this year. Hawaii, we're all looking forward to Hawaii, Idaho, you know, Vermont, some of these really high destination areas. And the reason we're doing that is because there's many couples that come to these areas to marry and elope. So we want to be there to support them too. They're not really familiar with the community. They don't know much about it. So by having our support system there to help them through that process is exciting for us as well. So we are hitting 5 markets. We did just go statewide in Tennessee. And we do plan, hopefully, to expand nationally in the next year or two.
Nice. Well, as we wrap up, go ahead and tell listeners where to go to learn more to start taking those next steps with the Vexpo.
Great. So all of our couples, please visit us at thevexpo.com. It's V-E-X-P-O. For our vendors, please feel free to visit us at vendors.thevexpo.com. And if you are signing up for a pro subscription, please use promo code Tennessee Strong, and that will remove all of the payment responsibility from you.
Well, Kristen Shrimpton, founder of the Vexpo, thank you for all you do and for coming on the show.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. You have a good day.